Now, Rod Gallegos joins us, Mr. Punamu himself. Good afternoon, Rod.
Mate, never a truer thing was said than Eric Connolly.
Mm.
Money lost, nothing lost, confidence lost, everything lost.
Exactly.
And I got to candidly admit the confidence was starting to wane until Saturday night. And Punamu got the money and at pretty good odds too.
Yeah, too right. Good effort.
Look, well, I noticed the trainer, Alan Matthews, said after the race, oh, he'll probably get too much weight in the Perth Cup. Well, Alan Matthews has won about six Perth Cups, so he should know. But I would think that Punamu would have a good chance regardless of the weight. The Perth Cup these days is a mile and a half. So, gee, I think it's well within his range. But anyway, it's their horse, so they know what to do. But no, it was a reasonably happy weekend, Cozzy.
That's good. Now, the state of origin, how are we battling there?
Well, New South Wales, they can't take a trick. They looked home in the Queensland state of origin. But on the final day, which was on yesterday at Caloundra, significantly, Claire Lindop, South Australia-based, but her state of origin is Victoria, she rode the first winner on Sunday, and that lifted Victoria up, and then they picked up another couple of points from some placings, and in the end, Victoria with 21 points defeated New South Wales with 20, and South Australia was third with 18. It was obviously a contest that created plenty of interest in Queensland, and over those three consecutive meetings, two at Doomben and one at Caloundra.
Now, Highland Reel, he's covered more territory than a politician looking for votes, hasn't he?
Oh, what a remarkable horse he is. And the thing is, he's only a six-year-old, and he went out on a winning note at Hong Kong at the weekend when he won the Group 1 Hong Kong Vase for the second time, mind you. And he now is going to stud at Coolmore for the upcoming Northern Hemisphere breeding season. As I said, he's a six-year-old. He's won races in the UK, the US, Australia and Hong Kong. And of his 19 wins from 25 starts, seven of them are at Group 1 level. And he amassed something like $13 million in prize money. We saw him here in Australia, of course, when he ran a gallant third in the Cox Plate behind Winks and Criterion in 2015. But, as I said, a remarkable galloper, Highland Reel. And considering he only had 25 career starts, he's still got plenty to offer. And I would think that he'll... it'll be a surprise if he's not a success at stud.
Mm. Well, and seven Group 1 wins in there too. It's a pretty fair strike rate.
Absolutely. Mm. He's been beautifully trained, of course, by Aidan O'Brien. But as I said, you know, I will be surprised if he's not a success at stud.
Bit of movement in harness racing, particularly in Queensland.
Oh, gee, you know, you don't need these things these days. Well, don't need them any time, but there's so much pressure on the equine sports. And now in Queensland, one of the leading drivers there, Shane Graham, has in fact been arrested and charged with offences which purport to be rigged racing. There's been three people, in fact, charged and arrested in Queensland on the same charge. So it's a nasty business, but, you know, it'll all play out. They've got a system there in Queensland where They've got a racing integrity commissioner, and they have the capacity to suspend licences before a case is even heard. And Shane Graham's licence, of course, has been, at this stage, suspended before there's any judicial hearing. But, yes, you know, it's a bit sad, I think.
Dicey activities to be involved in, because you can finish up in the big house for a fair while.
If found guilty.
Now, a few jocks got some decent suspensions on the weekend.
They did. Dwayne Dunn, he was taking part in the Jockeys Origin Series in Queensland. He was suspended for 13 days. But the big ones came in Perth and South Australia. Now, Willie Pike, he got a month in Perth for having caused interference in the Kingston Town on Saturday. His interference knocked Blackheart Bart out of the race. But a month these days is a pretty healthy suspension. On top of that, though, Joe Bowditch in South Australia. Now, Joe Bowditch, he rode Vedora to success in Perth last weekend. He was back in South Australia. And he was charged with not using all reasonable and permissible measures to ensure that his mount, a horse called Extreme Witness, gained the best possible position in a 1,050-metre race. It's an elongated charge that they do these days, but to put it in the vernacular, they're suggesting that he was dead. You know, it's the old charge of not allowing a horse to run on its merits. Anyway, he got 2 months, Joe Bowditch, for that, but he has reserved his plea, but he, you know, now has the option of appealing, and I would think you could bet long odds on that he will appeal, because it's a very healthy suspension.
Yep, too right. All right, we'll let you go and count that money you got from Poonamoo, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Don't say too much. My wife might be listening.
Yeah, the pile will be that high. If you sat on it, you get a nosebleed, I've heard. Right.
Talk to you tomorrow, guys.
Right, you lay, guys. There, you got a heap out of Poonamoo, I heard.